Good morning, and thank you for joining us for Family of Faith Online. This morning, I'd like to talk to you about the favorable year of the Lord. You know, whenever it comes to New Year's, people like to make New Year's resolutions. They want to change their life for the better, and there's certainly nothing wrong with it. That's a good thing. But let me just suggest to you that this year, instead of making changes, how about if we make some exchanges, trace some things out, exchange the negative for the positive, exchange complaining for grace, exchange anger for patience when it comes to dealing with other people. But let me just tell you something, when you begin to move in this direction, be aware that every exchange will pierce just a little. But listen to me, stick with it. And when you do, you'll look back and see the favor of God in and on your life. Favor, it's one of those things that's talked about all through Scripture. It's spoken over those whom God intends to endorse or bless. Jesus himself declared it when he reads from Isaiah. We find this in Luke chapter 14. He's reading from the book of Isaiah. And in Luke chapter 4, beginning in verse 18, the scripture says, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to release the oppressed. And then verse 19, he says, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Did you know that each year, Americans forfeit over $1.5 billion by not claiming tax refunds? Yeah. So I wonder, how much of God's favor and blessings do we forfeit because we fail to claim them? I believe it's time that we start proclaiming what God is proclaiming so that we can claim what God wants us to claim. If we don't speak in agreement with God, we may unintentionally find ourselves agreeing with setbacks, difficulties, and slipping into a hopeless faith instead of a proper use of biblical hope, which is a strong expectation of confidence in the promises of God. You know, a lot of people, they'll come in and they say, I hope this year I don't get sick like I did all last year. Well, maybe exchange that and say, I hold great hope that this year I will come through any attack with more strength and renewed health in your life. Or, you know, I hope my money doesn't run out. You know, I hope I have enough to make it through the year. Exchange this by saying, I put my hope in Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides for me. It's time to proclaim his favor. It's time to proclaim the favor of the Lord over our lives, over our families, over our church. Let's begin by declaring that this year is a year of God's favor for us. All right? You see, words are powerful. The most important ones are the words that we say to ourselves. It's easy to talk ourselves out of God's favor and blessing. This year, I choose to proclaim God's favor. God delights in releasing the people and the resources needed to bring his plans into reality. You know, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23 says, speaking of us and our salvation, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. This verse tells us that the seed that has produced new life in us is the word of God. And the power of God's word is seen in this, its power to bring life to every area of our lives is available to everyone who will receive it. Is there an area of your life that seems lifeless or stagnant? allow the Holy Spirit to plant the seed of God's word in that area of your life, and then watch as his life flows through you. You listen, whatever our past rebellion, when we come to Christ, we need to make God's word the governing principle in our lives. That it's what we yield to, it's what we submit to, that, okay, Lord, whatever you say, that's the way it's going to be. I'm going to agree with your word. So as we hear God's word, as we humble ourselves and yield, submit ourselves to the authority of God's word, what you're doing is you're applying the power, the promise, the blessing of God's word to your life. And you can, you know what else? You can bring the power of God's word to other people's lives too. Some people struggle with this. They're not sure, well, how can I do that? You know, I'm not called to ministry the way you are, Pastor Phil, but listen to me. You got to choose to agree with God's word and what he says. I want you to read this verse with me out of Isaiah chapter 50. Beginning at verse 4, it says, "The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned." In other words, something that he has provided that I can speak with authority, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. Verse 5 says, "The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away." In other words, what God caused me to hear, what the word he put in my mouth, I'm not going to shirk back and fail to speak it. I'm going to declare God's word. Let me just give you an example. We live in a fallen, broken world. This is not heaven. And there's trouble here. And the thing is, Psalm 46, verse 1 says, that God is our refuge and strength. Now notice this, a very present help in trouble. Boy, you know what? I sure wish that said he was an ever-present help keeping us from trouble. But that's not what the word says. A lot of people think, you know, well, if God is my strength, my refuge, my help, then why am I having trouble? Because you live in a fallen, broken world and people do stupid things that hurt other people, that mess things up. And messes require cleanup. The reality is that he's a very present help in trouble. And the thing is, we can draw on that for ourselves and for other people. In 2 Corinthians, for instance, chapter 1, look with me beginning verse 3. It says, "Let us give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the merciful Father, the God from whom all help comes." He helps us in our troubles so that we are able to help others who have all kinds of trouble, any kind of troubles, using the same help that we ourselves have received from God. Listen to me. Today, in this season that we're in, this year, you can speak God's favor, his help to other people. Don't be afraid to say to others what God has given to you from his word to help you. Share those with other people. Well, they're not going through the same thing. That's not what these verses says. It says, doesn't matter. Any kind of trouble others may be in, what you are receiving from God to help you, you can apply that and share with them. Say, listen, the same God, look for the principle. The principle in what God has given me, share that with other people. So don't be afraid to speak what God is speaking to you, what he's doing in you. Say it with confidence, but say it lovingly. Let's pray together as we close. Heavenly Father, Lord God, you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could think or ask. By the power, your power at work in our lives. And so, Lord, we look to you to work even greater things in our lives, through our lives, as you bless us with your favor, and we extend that favor that you've given to us to other people. All in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Have a great week, and we'll look forward to seeing you live next week at Family of Faith.